Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to do. And I want to introduce everybody before we even start the program to Trevor, who is going to be kind of Manny's on deck circle. He's the designated hitter when Manny has had too many cheese curds. So Trevor, say hello to everybody.
Hello, listeners.
There you go. They have similar voices, don't they? They both have very nice voices. We never get people with bad voices on the radio.
My praise. Manny's got a great voice.
He does have a good voice. So you do, too. Yours is a little higher than his. His is a little more bass. Yours is a little more tenor. But both very nice voices. And it's like at one point I was at Carnegie Hall, believe it or not, with Carol Channing for Gay Men's Health Course, and she realized that her voice was lower than anybody else's, and I was feeling my voice. I don't think my voice is actually lower than either of yours, but it comes close to yours. Mine's probably, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I have kind of a serviceable second soprano, but and fortunately none of us are going to sing on the program, because apparently Manny actually sings worse than I do. I actually made my singing debut at the Friars a couple of years ago, but it sounds better than it was. Actually, it was terrific. I did three songs and got a standing ovation, but it may have been more for courage than pitch. But I decided my range is about the same as Perry Como's, and I did three songs with a lot of personality and a very short skirt, and it worked. So there you go. I'm a good dancer. I'm an okay singer. So there we go. All right, today, let me give the phone number. Let me give it slowly, because somebody was complaining that I rattled it off too quickly, which is, I'm sure, very legitimate. Which is 855, which means that you don't have to pay for it, right? 99. I don't know what the 99 means. For you, the only 99. 855-99-37569. Okay, and you can sing that in the shower, or you can just write out. It's Dr. Joy is what it is, which I think is way cool. After all these years of broadcasting, I finally have a phone number that's my name. Yay! And should you forget it, you can also go to drjoy.com. And just understand that Dr. Joy, essentially across the board, is DR, without a period and without a space. So it's just drjoy.com. All righty? 855-99-37569. And in honor of Manny, today is, he I think wrote it out as National Chessaball. I think what he means is National Cheeseball Day, which I find truly upsetting. Trevor says that he too knows about cheese curds, which, in case you missed yesterday's program, shame on you. Manny went to the opening game for the Twins, and he took his 7-year-old nephew, and they ate cheese curds. Now, cheese curds, you might think, well, would be really healthy, because we talk about curds and whey as part of how you make cheese. Mm-mm. Not in Minnesota, folks. You take perfectly reasonable cheese, although who knows what's in it, and then you fry it. And then you apparently eat it, and apparently it's delish. I've had mozzarella sticks, which I guess are the same version, which are truly heart attacks on, you know, in a paper sack. They're all the things you should not eat, because they're breaded too, aren't they? Aren't your cheese curds breaded, Trevor?
Oh yes, yeah. It's simply fried cheese with breading, so it's not the best for your health. But
no, it's a heart attack waiting to happen, even if you're 7 years old. So that's good or not. But it's National, I guess, Cheeseball Day, and it's also National Day of Silence, which is not really very useful for my purposes. So let's ignore that. But have you ever done that? My sister does that every once in a while. She has cards that say, I'm having a National Day of Silence. And it would seem to me, if you're going to have a National Day of Silence, you stay inside, right? This is not the day to run errands or to go to a party. But I think to a certain extent, I think people who do National Days of Silence, first of all, I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. Like, we were talking yesterday about fasting, and I think sort of fasting for your mouth is not a terrible idea either. I guess technically food fasting is fasting for your mouth too, but fasting for your it's not really fasting for your brain. One of the things I think people find out, and one of the reasons they do days of silence, and one of the reasons why religious orders, for example, have silence, is that you, if you're not talking, your brain still needs to function and does function, and so you tend to be a bit more, I think, two things at the same time. You tend to be a bit more introspective because you're not doing any communication outwardly. And so, but I think you not only notice internal things more, I think you notice externally, I think you notice the world a bit more, because there's nothing really distracting. You're not trying to figure out vocabulary. You're not trying to conceptualize by verbalizing. It's an interesting experience. It's worth trying at some point. It's not the same as meditation. Meditation is a directed kind of thinking, which also sometimes involves silence. Sometimes involves chanting, which is obviously not silence. But these things are worthwhile to try, just because if nothing else, they're part of ancient wisdom. And ancient wisdom, the emphasis, I think, is not only on the ancient, but wisdom. The things have... It's kind of like restaurants in New York. Somebody was saying to me, wow, all the restaurants are really good. And I said, yeah, in this city, if it's not a good restaurant, it's not going to survive, because there's so many options. And I think that ancient wisdom tends to survive not only because it is wise, because it is workable, even though we may walk away from it at some point. Speaking of which, today in 1937 was Daffy Duck's first appearance in Porky's Duck Hunt. You know, somehow that seems completely inconsistent. I just thought I'd mention that. And George Lucas in 1973 began writing the treatment for Star Wars. There's another Star Wars coming out. Did you know that? Are you a Star Wars fan?
I am, young though I may be, I am a big fan of the originals from the late 70s. Really good.
Yeah.
So the new ones look to be also good, equally good.
Well, yeah, they're just, I think they've done a terrific job of doing the kind of the reboot of it. But you're right, the reboot is fun. I wonder if the reboot would stand on its own. It's an interesting question, isn't it? They probably would, but I think they're enriched by the fact that they have the ancient wisdom behind them, all that kind of that backlog. And we, you know, when we see Scotty and Chekhov and whatever, you know, as young men, that the sort of it reminds us of who they were. Maybe it does. Well, except I wonder if there are people who've only seen the reboot and not seen the original. Maybe. Maybe. All right, and here is another kind of... This is not ancient wisdom. This is a counterintuitive wisdom. It turns out here's... Let me just tell you what the headline says. You're not going to believe it, all right? It says, having a soda slashes stress levels. All right? So all the terrible things that we've all been believing about sodas contributing to diabetes and obesity, but they may actually reduce stress. But it may also be that, there may be two factors involved here. One is that the sugar may suppress stress responses. It turns out that the artificial sweeteners, the diet stuff, doesn't do the same thing. So, but it occurs to me that if you're stopping to have a soda, that it may be that you're just kind of disconnecting from the world a little bit, that may sort of reduce your stress. But it turns out that sugar consumption may relieve stress in humans. Dear, what can you do? So, and the question is then, does it become addictive? Oh, dear. It turns out, the study, I tend to sort of discount a little bit. They only did 19 women and the age between the ages of 18 and 40. So, I mean, if you figure that's what? 20, that's 32 years and 20 people. And you're talking about a significantly different, presumable biology from an 18-year-old and a 40-year-old. So, and they split the group. I don't know. I think that's it's a highly questionable. It's provocative, but questionable study. So we'll have to wait a little bit longer and see what's going on with that. All right, but so for those of you who are feeling guilty about your soda, I don't know, the question is the stress relief, I mean, would you get the same stress relief if you had a glass of water? Nobody's actually checked it. 855-993-7569. What's on your mind? Can I reduce a little stress for you and sound like Daffy Duck? Maybe not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, what a good idea that is to give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. And somehow you guys are getting back into that little habit of calling me in the last 3 minutes. Which, I mean, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's pretend that the program is ending in the half hour, and then you can call me in those last 3 minutes, and I'll have actually time to deal with you. And we'll do a little sort of reverse psychology on you. All righty, so one of the things that we talked about earlier, well, we did a couple things this week, but one of the things we talked about was Leave It to Beaver and Eddie Haskell. And I think the question came up because from an email of a listener saying, you know, I don't like my daughter's friend. And, you know, they're sneaky, and I thought, oh, Eddie Haskell, Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow, Jerry Mathers, Barbara Billingsley. And so that, you know, that all of us grew up with, or many of us grew up with the Beaver, and those of us who didn't saw it at Nick at Night. So I thought we'd talk about what family TV show or sitcom has influenced your life the most and why. Because the idea is that we learn, certainly, to a certain extent, not only how to behave, but because television is something that we watch at home and from an early age, that it can have some pervasive effect without an insidious, I suppose, of telling us how the world should work. I shared the example of my daughter at one point, and this wasn't television, this was just peers, although I think part of it may have been television at the same time. She wanted to go do something, and I said, no, I have to go play doctor today, and she said, you mean nurse? And I said, no, I'm not a nurse, I'm a doctor. And she said, but you're a girl, so you have to be a nurse. And I'm sitting here arguing with, it's not even I'm arguing with my four-year-old. I'm arguing with the entire preschool of four-year-olds whose mothers, by and large, were nurses. Because at that time, working women were, by and large, nurses. Occasionally teachers, but more often nurses. And so, by definition, she had already sort of switched over from mom being the source of all information to four-year-olds being the source of all information. And there's something absolutely humiliating about arguing with your four-year-old about the fact that you are not a girl, you're a woman, and that you are not a nurse, that you are a doctor, and having her still vaguely unconvinced. So the idea being that at this age, we can also work. I think at some point we're probably going to talk about movies and their effect on us, because there was another study that was done in the UK. But the problem is that movies you basically don't go to, hopefully, until you're around 10 years old. And the most influence you're going to have is probably when you're in your teen years. And that's what the study focused on. It studied 15-year-olds. Because it's the idea that you can do something on your own with your peers, as opposed to television, which you tend to do in the household. And so you don't need to be driven there. You can presumably watch it, if not whenever you want. At least it's, you don't have to buy a ticket. So it's just, it's an earlier, potentially more pervasive influence. So, Trevor, are there any TV shows that you feel that were sort of influenced you?
I remember watching Home Improvement when I was young, and it was just so funny because of the similarities between, you know, Tim Allen's character and I don't remember the actress's name, but the wife in the show. They were very similar to my mom and dad, kind of an eccentric man, and then the mom trying to rein him in along with the kids. It was just kind of an interesting mirror to our own dynamic.
Huh. Well, we were talking about, we hadn't even mentioned Home Improvement, but that was it's sort of a cool one. I'm trying to remember if there is. I mean, I remember thinking that Father Knows Best, that was certainly the theory of our family life. But Robert Young was so quiet and so kind of patient, as opposed, my father absolutely believed that father knew best and was really the classic old-fashioned kind of family, but the father worked and the mother didn't, and there were lots of kids running around. But he did not have the equanimity. He was not the calm man that Robert Young was. Of course, who knows who Robert Young was in person. So, all right, so let's hear what our Facebookers responded of who influenced their life and why and how.
Okay, so we have Joe, who is saying that Married with Children was an influence to him. He's saying that...
Wow, that was one of those kind of anti-kind of Cosby shows, wasn't
yeah.
it? Of course, I guess we can't talk about Cosby in the same way that we used to. But, yeah, Married with Children was... Well, because I think... Wasn't the wife kind of a slut?
I can't say that I've seen one. I'm vaguely familiar with just kind of the dynamic. But, yeah, just kind of a... Yeah, like you say, antithesis to the wholesome family, maybe.
Yeah, and he was kind of an idiot. Although I think the idea of father as idiot was pretty common, but that was a particularly... I didn't watch... I mean, I probably saw the show once or twice, but I sort of knew about it, because the thing is, if you do this kind of work, you kind of have to know what's going on, even if it's not your thing. So, all right, so did Joe say why?
He said that my former wife's favorite because the characters reminded her of her own family of origin. That's interesting.
Well, I guess that's it, isn't it? Is that if it sort of resonates with us because it seems familiar, that that's kind of part of the point. And also gives credibility to however our parent behaved. Is, okay, well, they're not the only one who behaves that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what else we got?
Okay, so Alyssa says, who's the boss? Because I met a lot of fellow fans online and I had friends during some difficult times in my life.
All right, so she said that again. So she had an internet kind of connection with that as well.
It seems like she found a community of fellow fans of Who's the Boss, the family sitcom, and
was that the one with Tony Danza?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't realize that the computers were that available at that moment.
I guess I was confused about the timeline on that as well. I wasn't.
Maybe it's after the fact, because
maybe, yeah,
I think that show was, and Judith Light I think was also in it. I think Tony Danza, let's see, we can check. I think Who's the Boss sounds like it was like at least 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more ago than that.
Maybe late 90s. I guess it might have had a long run.
Let's see, Who's the Boss? 1984 to 1992.
Oh, wow. Must be after the fact.
Yeah, because Catherine Helmand, 1984 would have been 31 years ago. Computers weren't... I guess there were computers, but I didn't know there was on the line. Okay, maybe by 1992, which is still 23 years ago.
Right.
I don't remember computers as being that, but maybe.
She probably watched it on TV Land and then...
Yeah, Nick at Night or something.
Yeah, for
okay.
Sure, for sure.
See, we're getting used to being able to sort of figure out timelines better around here. Okay. So who's the boss? And did she say why? Oh, because you found people to talk about online.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, so we have Connie who said, I was never a fan of too many family shows, but I loved the Mary Tyler Moore family. All the people on that created their own family, as did the first Bob Newhart show. They created their own family from the cast. I am an only child from a troubled family that had much sickness and other problems, so I admired other shows. Of course, Star Trek and other San Francisco shows, or I'm sorry, sci-fi shows, such as Babylon 5, Farscape.
Well, it's an interesting notion that I hadn't really thought about before of how many shows there were that they moved from the sitcoms of, what, the 70s into the 80s, where... we'll talk about that in a moment. 855-993-7569. Interesting perspective you guys have come up with, as you always do. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How may I help you, Marlene?
What is your opinion of residential treatment facilities, and at what point should parents consider them for their troubled teen?
I think it depends on the facility and the kid. What's the problem with your child?
My son has been diagnosed with moderate depression and attention deficit disorder, and it's having a drastic effect on his ability to function.
How old is your son?
15.
How many kids do you have?
2.
What's the age of the other one?
12.
What's happening to him? I mean, what behavior are you seeing?
He has a lot of anger. He has a lot of defiance. A lot of opposition.
How does he do at school?
Up until this year, he did well, but there was always a behavioral issue with him. But it never seemed to affect the way he was able to perform in school up until this year.
So he did well in school?
Yes.
Can you look into his life and see something that significantly changed?
The only thing that changed was that he went into high school.
Well, that's a change. Does he have friends?
Yes.
So his grades are awful right now, yes?
Yes. And I should also add that he's been suspended countless amount of times this year.
For what?
behavioral issues, throwing something at the teacher, having a fight with another student.
What does he say the problem is?
He doesn't know.
Do you have a specific residential placement in mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you sort of taken him up to look at it and say, hey, listen, would you like to try this? It sounds like things are really out of control. You're a smart kid, and I don't know how to help you, and this situation might help you. Are you willing to try it?
No, I've never done that, but I have talked to him about it.
And his response?
He said nothing's going to help.
Well, it sounds like he's really frightened, that he really feels like something's wrong in his head.
Right.
And, I'd say to him, it's okay to feel that way. Let's see if we can't get you some help. Let's give it a try. I know that must feel really scary, and I feel scary for it, too, but I do think there is something that can help. Let's try this and see what happens, and let's figure out, you're the only one who's going to know if it's helping, but are you willing to give it a try? Because it sounds to me that he may be very willing to try it because he's scared out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that you sort of getting him involved in it, saying, look, the person who gets the final decision is you, not me, because you're the one who knows it's going to work. I know how scary it must feel, because it feels scary from my point of view, but I do think there's some help here. Let's give it a try. And,
okay.
And we can do it on my optimism rather than yours. Do we think he's a suicide risk?
No, but I could definitely see him being a suicide risk in maybe 3 years if this doesn't get under control.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think the approach to it is not, the throwing up of our hands and we don't know what the hell to do with you, get out of our lives. I think it's, look, clearly you are a really smart kid and something has gotten out of whack. Let's see if we can't figure out what it is and how to put it back. And this is a situation where people specifically do that and you can feel safe.
Right.
You don't have to feel that sense of hopelessness. There's actually somebody here who can help you. Because I'm sure he gets up every morning thinking, this is the day it's going to be different, and then it's not. And I'd say that to him. Part of the thing about being 15 is that you feel you have no power, that nobody listens to you. And someone's saying, wow, it must be really hard to be you, to realize that every day you get up and every day I know you're going to try harder and it's just not working. As opposed to what most parents say is, well, you're just not trying hard enough.
Right.
Kids do try, but they try and when they get easily frustrated and they don't see how they're going to make anything different.
I just don't understand why he doesn't have any hope for the future.
Because he's scared. He doesn't know how, he doesn't see how to make it different. I mean,
okay.
There's no question in my mind that he gets up every morning and saying, today's it's going to be different, and it's not. And think about, Marlene, do you work outside the home?
Yes, I do.
What kind of work do you do?
Web design.
Okay. Think about every day you get up, you go to work, and your boss says, Marlene, you just don't know what you're doing. I can't believe we hired you, you just don't know what you're doing. And every day the program crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, and you think, okay, well, I'm going to try something different. I want this job. I want the program to work. I want my boss to like me. And the same stuff happens every day. And you're a grown-up. You've been through stuff before. He's not. He's not a grown-up. He hasn't been through much. He's been relatively successful to this point. He just doesn't see his way out of this. Because I don't think it's because for lack of trying. I think it's for lack of accomplishing. So I'd share that with him and say, you're my hero. I know that this is frustrating to you. It's frustrating to me. Your dad and I are frustrated about it, but it must feel really scary to you to feel every day you're going to get up and it's going to be different and it's not. Let's give this a try and see if it can make it different.
Okay.
And he's very likely going to say to you, what if it doesn't? And you're going to say, we'll deal with that when it happens. But I think
okay.
It will. Let's give it a try.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marlene. Carolyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn.
My question is, after being married 20-something years, am I crazy for it to still bother me that my mother-in-law has never been even the littlest bit nice to me or all of our children? And it's Mother's Day, it always just kind of comes up on Mother's Day that it's insulting once again, and the kids are older now, and I think they're starting to wonder. Something wrong?
But Carolyn, look.
Okay.
And I hear that Mother's Day is traumatic all the way around. But what I would do rather than be upset about it is I would just be stupid and cheerful. And as your kids get older and they say, gee, do you not like Grandma? You can say, no, I think Grandma's fine. And they might say, Grandma doesn't seem like she likes you. And you can say, well, you know what? You'll have to ask her. And let that be between them. Because they will. How old are your children?
Well, see, part of it is the fact that she's not nice to them either. No birthday presents, no Christmas presents, no cards, no nothing.
But Carolyn, that isn't necessary. I mean, does grandmother have the wherewithal? Does she have other grandchildren?
Yes, she does.
Why does she not send your children Christmas presents?
These are not her birth children. When I married my husband, I had two from a previous marriage, and then we adopted several children after that. The only thing I can think of is they aren't her.
Well, but Carolyn, look, listen. I think it's wonderful that your husband views your children from a previous marriage as his. I think it's wonderful that the two of you adopted. But, you know, people of a certain generation, and she's of a certain generation, she may like them, she may, but she doesn't view them as kin. Now, I mean, technically, she's right. I mean, if we view kin as having a genetic link, she does not. I mean, she is who she is, and you and I might view that as somewhat ignorant or somewhat limited, but there is, in fact, an explanation for it. It's nothing that you're crazy about or I'm crazy about, but I wouldn't take it personally. I think she's just one of those people who says, no DNA, no deal, and I just let it go at that. It's kind of like somebody who can't remember that 9 comes after 10. They're more to be pitied than disliked. I mean, so they can't remember 9 comes after 10. That's a major limitation in being able to deal with the world. And it certainly doesn't bespeak a great deal of intellectual horsepower, but there's no reason to dislike somebody for that. And I think that that's what the position I would take, is that she's just really limited.
You don't think my husband should show any consideration on my part or the kids' part, though? I mean,
I think you're asking him to start a war that's not winnable. That's his mother, and she may be ignorant, she may be, you know, she may be limited, but that's his mother. And Carolyn, I think you're picking a war that you can't win. There's
only
going to be body parts.
I know. So why not
let it go? Why not decide that somehow she went to the church of it's no DNA, no deal, and let it go at that?
Okay.
And just decide that, you know, Grandma has, you know, and I wouldn't even explain to the kids. I'd just say, ask Grandma. How old are the children?
Oh, 17 down to 3.
They'll ask the question.
Oh, they
always
have.
Besides which, Carolyn, I don't know about you. I grew up with 3 sets of grandparents. And so that's 6 individuals. And they had various personalities. And even as small children, we all knew what was what. We also knew that we also knew who was the favorite, who was not the favorite, who was the smart one, who was the generous one, who was the nice one, who would let us win in checkers, who would, you know, beat us up and grind our little faces into the dirt. We all knew. And grandparents are interesting kind of additions. They're the accessories at most in a kid's life. The issue is the parents, period. Parents and sibs to a much lesser extent. Your kids care a lot less than you care. So if you don't care, they'll care a lot less. And I'd stop caring. I mean, I think I would just view it as, you know, she is who she is. And next life, maybe she'll come back as an adoptee.
Okay.
But I'd let it go. And I would certainly, in terms of the kids, you know, if they come to you, I'd say, you know, ask Grandma. And I would just be, not ask your grandmother, but, you know, ask her. You know, I don't know.
What should I do when the older kids, I'll give you an example. My husband said, oh, I've got to call my mom. And 2 of my older kids said, I don't understand why you even talk to her, because she won't even talk to mom.
Well, but hopefully your husband says, look,
she didn't say anything, just ignored them.
Well, but Carolyn, I think that's a rude question from your kid's point of view, number one. Number two, you somehow, in any way supporting your children, putting their father in between their mother and their grandmother, is really unwise on your part. And I think that the answer he should have
called. When she calls at the house, she won't even talk to my kids.
Carolyn!
Okay.
I'm not going to play anymore. You want to start a hate campaign. It's not what I do.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, you
no,
are.
No,
because
no.
All you had to do, if they said something, I mean, what your husband probably should have said is, you know what, Grandma is not particularly nice to your mom, which is too bad, but you guys can make up for it by being especially nice to your mom. And you know what? She may not be the perfect mom. I may not be the perfect father, but she's my mom, and you guys, even when I make mistakes, you know that I'm your dad, and I do the best I can. I mean, there are all sorts of answers to that. Carolyn, trying to start a civil war in your own family is really silly. There's going to be blood all over the kitchen table.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we were talking about the effects that TV shows had on your life and on your perception of families. And as I was explaining to Trevor, that no matter how trivial the question I put up, all right, I'll accept the word trivial since it was my word, right, using about myself, that you guys come up with extraordinary kinds of things, and your responses made me think that in the when the sitcoms of the seventies were all about families, right? Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet, and then in the '80s they moved into things like, you know, Who's the Boss, where you had disrupted families, and then in the, I guess, late '70s, early '80s, maybe, that they moved into things like MASH and Mary Tyler Moore, where families became your coworkers, especially women being in the workforce, and certainly in the armed forces, even though that was a little, I mean, in some ways, that all the women in the Air Force or in MASH were nurses, basically. But still, they seemed to have, if not equal footing with the guys, at least pretty close to equal footing. And it became the notion that work, our work situation, were really our real families. At the same time, American families and Canadian families were getting smaller, that instead of having these large extended families, instead of having three or four kids. Because even Roseanne had her kids. Now she had a gay sister, and then you have Murphy Brown. So you have TV kind of evolving into a different definition, helping society, or depending on, I suppose, if you view it as helpful or hindering society, of giving society a different definition of what was family and what was normal and what was appropriate in terms of raising children, in terms of having a social life, in terms of having a family life. And then when you've got the computer involved, which I think that it was probably not with Who's the Boss. I think it was probably at least later, a little bit later than that, of having online families. So you didn't even have people that you had to necessarily know. And you've also got you've got Happy Days, where you've got the familial kind of arrangements moving out of the family and into either the workplace or school place or all sorts of. I mean, if you think about it, think about how life and family life and emotional life, even more importantly, were evolving from specifically family and extended family into either work situations or school situations or situations which were not the traditional definition of family but served as surrogate families. It's really sort of interesting. You guys are fascinating to me. All right, keep going.
Okay, so let's look now. We have Jennifer, who is saying that Seinfeld, we continuously quote it, and it still makes us laugh after all these years.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on how much of a... Yeah, see, I never got Seinfeld. I think the first episode I ever saw of Seinfeld was the last one. And a friend had a Seinfeld going away party and invited me, and I went because I liked her. And and I said, I didn't get it. You know, I thought it was interesting, but not very funny, and they weren't very nice people, and they weren't very likable people. And so she said, well, that's very Seinfeldian of you. So
that's funny.
What can I tell you? There you go.
Seinfeld is a bit dry, I don't know.
Yeah, was that unlikable characters are, you know, and kind of narcissistic characters are not, you know, I, for all sorts of reasons that are probably either obvious or not worth going into. I never particularly loved it, so, and didn't particularly love Larry David on Broadway either, for the same reason that there were a whole bunch of one-liners I thought kind of strung together with basically very unlikable people that didn't like each other, didn't, you know, were disgruntled, uncomfortable to be around. So, okay, keep going.
Glynis says Maude, she wasn't a doormat who gave all her power away to men. I guess I'm not familiar with that show.
B. Arthur.
Oh,
that
sure.
Was she was before Golden Girls. She was Maude, and had she lived in Tuckahoe, because I didn't live in the East Coast at that moment. I didn't know what it, I just thought Tuckahoe was the coolest name ever. so the idea was that she was right, that she kind of bossed everybody around, and Adrienne Barbeau, I think, was her daughter of the Big Bosoms. Yeah, she and Maude, not only was Maude not was not emotionally the kind of woman she physically she wasn't. She was a very large woman. I mean, she wasn't fat, but she was very tall.
Yeah.
She was, yeah. Because if you think about all the sitcom wives, even when you're talking about Home Improvements, they were pretty relatively young, thin women who were smaller than their husbands. They were all shorter, and the idea that they may have ruled the roost, but it was with a velvet fist, rather than anything else. And with Maude, no velvet glove there. And she was a large woman, and she was not a young woman, and she was certainly attractive, but not in the usual sort of Pam Dauber, cute little housewife, you know, Harriet Nelson mold. She was formidable, I think, for lack of a better word, and a whole different way of looking at family and women and relationships, sex, everything. You can see how influential in some ways these people were, subtly or not so subtly. And Archie Bunker was probably a lot more like most people's dads than Robert Young. That, you know, father may knows best, but father was not necessarily a revered figure. He may be feared, but he had something nasty to say about everybody. And I think that in some ways was much more characteristic, or at least a characteristic that you'd never seen before. And so if your father was that way, you thought, well, you know, your father was the aberration. Mm. Or keep going.
All right, let's see. Corrine says, mad about you because my husband proposed to me the same time the characters on the show got engaged. Then I was pregnant the same time Jamie became pregnant on the show. Talk about life imitating art.
Yeah,
kind of situation.
Yeah. Well, and again, that sense of attachment. And the idea that television was in your bedroom, it was in your living room, was in your house with you. And so these people became part of the family, literally. And so they became, in some cases, surrogate family, as you can hear. In some cases, they became the role model for the family. In some cases, they became the idealized version of what your family was. Or sometimes, I suppose, they became the family that you were glad that you, all of a sudden, you appreciated yours more because yours were easier to get along with. That you identified with the characters. I mean, it's an enormous influence that I think people really haven't necessarily absorbed completely. But you guys do. You guys get it. Okay, what else we got?
Let's see. Sally Ann says, Breaking Bad. Just kidding. Little House on the Prairie when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It made me appreciate how easy we have it now. It also helped me deal with bullies seeing how Laura dealt with Nellie.
There you go. And I also thought, you know, a little good night, John. Walton's. I mean, those kind of idea of old-fashioned values, old-fashioned family. All righty, folks. Stay tuned. We'll tell you if there's something that's a little bit more modern in your life, whether it has to do with family or role models or changing role models or peer pressure. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.